Well, good day, my friends. This is Avalon, and I want to welcome you to this episode of Walk and Talk with Avalon, your mindful meditation, your mindful memorization, your mindful motivation, oh yes, and your everyday inspiration. I want to thank you for joining me today for this episode, which is a calming pathway. If you take a look at the video, you will see the inspiration. Be proud of where you came from. Be proud of where you come from. There's a lot that can go just into that simple sentence. Be proud of where you came from, where your family came from. What was their history? Yeah, everybody has, you know, pieces and parts of their history that, yeah, we'd like to forget or not include. But there's other parts that are amazing. They're survivalists of the human race. Think about it. Where did they come from? And how did your ancestors get you here to where you are today? That is one small part of being proud of where you came from. Do you still have cultural traditions from your family? And how far along have those traditions, have they been thousands of years, that you are still celebrating today from that history of where you came from? Maybe you have moved to another country in your lifetime and you've embraced a completely different culture. You should still be proud of where you came from and let those who come in the future also be proud and know their roots, know where they came from, your history, your bloodline. It's amazing when we investigate, because it's not just one country or one culture, but there's so many pieces and parts that have been blended through time. Do you know those pieces and parts? Take some time, if you haven't already, to learn a little bit about where you came from. And then there is the other thought of being proud of where you came from, you and your own personal life, your upbringing, your teenage years, and into your adult years. Where did you come from? What was your family like? Maybe things were wonderful all the time. And maybe there were other times where, you wish it was better, but then it just was what it was. Think about that. When you kind of taken those place in your mind of saying, it's okay. It's what it was. And accept it. That's another place of being proud of where you came from. Yeah, it wasn't what I would have done, but it's okay, and I've moved forward. And I've accepted, I've forgiven, and I've stepped on. And that is where I've came from. These are the steps I've taken forward to make my life better. Yes, the people who raised me had good intentions. But what are your intentions now for your future? And for your own families? For your future that you're laying out for those in front of you? Where have you come from? You should be proud of it. Things happen for whatever reason that things happen, but we learn. We learn every day that we can make it better. We are in charge of our own destination. There's a map laid out for us, but maybe that's not the route we're going to take. But we're still going to end up at the same destination in the end, because that's our goal. And it doesn't always have to be the way others have laid it out for you. And along the way, you may learn some things about yourself and reasons why they happened, about where you came from. Be proud of it. It is what makes you uniquely you. No one else can tell your story. No one else has lived the things that you've lived through. No one else can completely understand the emotions you've had that are uniquely yours. And here you are to live another day, tell the stories about things that happened and where you came from that you're ready to tell. There are always things you're not ready to talk about, and you shouldn't force yourself through those. But be proud of the ones that you've worked through. And maybe you say, I'm an open book. I have nothing to hide. This is just who I am. That's great. Good for you that you've gotten there. Or know somebody who's, it's just what it is. It's nothing more. But sometimes understanding that road and that path can bring you to a realization of yourself of, wow, I did it. I've gotten this much further on my journey. And you know what? I am proud. I am proud of what I have done in my life, the journey I have made, the steps I have taken to do the things that I believe should be done. And in those steps of your journey forward, you amazingly are doing something better, not only for yourself, but those around you. Because when you are bringing the full self, your full self, to the table, wow, what a cool thing that is. And you can bring the parts that you're ready to talk about, that you're ready to say, yes, it wasn't easy to come from where I came from, but I did it. I'm here today. And guess what? When you share those stories, there's other people who are listening to you saying, me too. I didn't realize that I was not the only one. By sharing where you came from, when you are ready, you can learn so much. And it allows you to move forward. Don't stay stuck. Don't stay stuck in that place. Don't relive it. Don't rehash it time and time again. It's just a mile marker. A stone on the side of the road. A sign on the side of the road. Maybe it's small. And it should stay small. And there's other signs that'll be big. And they can stay big. They're just the mile markers along your journey, along your path, to say, I am proud. I turn around and I see what my ancestors have done, what I've come into this world to do, and all the things I've done on my journey so far. Yes, this is your life, my friend. Grab it, get it. Whew, it's happening. And be proud of where you came from. I want to dedicate this episode to a new friend of mine, Rachel. She's an amazing person, and I'm still learning about her journey and where she came from. And she's open and honest about talking when she's ready to talk about those moments. And that's the beauty of life. Connections, friends, sharing about where we came from. My friends, I want to thank you for joining this episode of Walk and Talk with Avalon. I am Avalon, your mindfulness mentor, your mindfulness coach, getting you to think about things a little differently. Talk to you next time.